Yesterday, I met a woman. Very beautiful. It was in one of those groovy modern art galleries. You know the kind of place. All grey paint and grey steel chairs with big holes where you're supposed to sit. And a grey jacketed assistant whose haircut is presumably part of the exhibit. And I looked her up and down. Thought I'd give it a try. So after I had smiled and introduced myself, noting casually that her eyes were those of Leonardo's Madonna, her grace was that of a Degas, and her cool allure would have left Renoir gasping, while her intellect shamed the Tate Gallery's entire 20th century collection. After I told her that my one remaining desire, the only thing of any consequence to me now, was to beach my life, wreck it forever if she should only wish, so I could spend a few moments, an hour, perhaps a night, even a lifetime in her company. "Oh, God," I exclaimed, "I'm out of control. I don't believe I'm saying this. I adore you. It's everything, from your thick, dark eyebrows, which don't quite meet, to your slim legs tucked into blue socks and Doc Martens. I have a pair also. No, not legs, though obviously I do. No Long John Silver me, but shoes like that." And after I had produced the yellow carnation bud kept behind my back until this moment, it was off to a hotel, where we drank cool wine from tall glasses, slowly, undressed, slowly, kissed, slowly but with a growing and eager passion, and whispered and laughed and licked and bit, and then made passionate love to each other until this morning. Didn't happen. Another of those rare occasions, me telling a lie. And that's not what I want. This is not the story of my life, at least not the story of all of it, but it is the story of my father.